This is an RNIB talking book.
The Illustrated Mum by Jacqueline Wilson.
The Illustrated Mum, Chapter 1, Cross. Marigold started going weird again on her birthday. Star remembered that birthdays were often bad times, so we tried really hard. Star made her a beautiful big card cut into the shape of a marigold. She used up all the ink in the orange felt-tip pen colouring it in. Then she did two sparkly silver threes with her special glitter pen and added Happy Birthday in her best italic writing. They do calligraphy in Year 8, and she's very good at it. I'm still in the juniors, and I'm useless at any kind of writing, so I just drew on my card. As it was Marigold's 33rd birthday, I decided I'd draw her 33 most favourite things. I drew Mickey. I'd never seen him, but Marigold had described him enough times, and Star and me. Then I drew the Rainbow Tattoo Studio and the Victoria Arms and the Nightbirds Club. I did them in the middle, all clumped together, and then round the edges I drew London and the seaside and the stars at night. My piece of paper was getting seriously crowded by this time, but I managed to cram in a CD player with lots of Emerald City CDs and some high heels and a bikini and jeans and different coloured tight tops and lots of rings and bangles and earrings. I was getting a bit stuck for ideas by this time, and I'd rubbed out so often that the page was getting furry, so I gave up and coloured it in. I wanted to do a pattern of marigolds as a border, but Star had used up the orange already, so I turned the marigolds into roses and coloured them crimson. Red roses signify love. Marigold was very into symbols, so I hoped she'd understand. Then on the back, I did a great garland of red roses to signify a whole bunch of love, and signed my name. We gave her presents too. Star found a remixed version of Emerald City's greatest hits for only £2 at the Saturday morning market.